there's a big initiative taking place down in Crawley, and I'm delighted to welcome to the studio Darren Greenaway, who's chairman and trustee of the Greenaway Foundation. Darren, welcome to the Suzy Radio studio. You've got two wonderful appeals taking place over Christmas, haven't you?
We do, yep. Hi, how are you?
Good, nice to have you here. It's all a bit of a rush, short noticing, but thank you very much for making the effort to come up.
That's okay, not a problem.
Now tell us about these appeals.
So I have an estate agent, Greenaway Residential in Crawley and East Grinstead, and every year we do an appeal for Christmas dinners and wishing tree appeal. This is done through our charity side, the Greenaway Foundation. And what we do is schools and charities and other council bodies nominate families to us, and the Christmas dinners appeal, we turn up with Christmas in a box. So the families receive everything that they need to cook a two-course healthy Christmas dinner, and that gets delivered to them on Christmas Eve morning. This year we're hoping to feed around 500 families. And then the second part of the appeal is we have a wishing tree, so children from these from the families can come into our offices, make a wish for a Christmas present, and then we get sponsors for them, buy the presents, and they go out with the meals on Christmas Eve morning.
Two wonderful initiatives. Let's go back to the Christmas dinner appeal first of all. How does this work? Because you're having to prepare food, you're having to keep perishables refrigerated. Tell us more.
Yeah, Tesco's have been fantastic. A little plug for them. Thank you very much, Tesco's. On Christmas Eve, we're turning up at Oriel School in Maidenbower and pre-staging all the boxes. So in there, there'll be all the foods that won't go off, so there won't be the cream or the meats. And then Christmas Eve morning, we'll take another delivery for the creams and the meats and things. They're going to the boxes from 7:30 to about 9:30, we'll be collating those. And at 9:30 to around 11, the delivery drivers will all be turning up to collect the boxes and take them off to the families.
Now, some of the families are just two people or one person families. Some people's families are quite large, aren't they?
Yeah, I think the largest we're dealing with is 18 people. That's seven adults and I think 11 children.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, the families are actually nominated by various organisations. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, most of the families are nominated by schools, so we're dealing with over 50 schools in the area at the moment, and that grows every year. We'll also deal with many of the council bodies like Pause, Think and government council bodies there. And then there are some other charities that will nominate families where we're just doing something different that they can help their families with.
It is wonderful. And the wishing tree, the other aspect of all this, where you get sponsorship to buy these presents for the young people, how does that actually come together?
It's a difficult one because we have a very short window. So over the last couple of weeks, and even today when I left the office, there were still families coming in and making wishes. So over the next week, we'll sort of get to the stage where we'll be doing a shut-off. But we'll have all those wishes on the tree. Then people will either phone up to make a donation or they will pop into the office and take what we call a snowflake and go off and buy the present, bring the presents back. Or at some stage, my team are going to be big children in most of the toy shops buying up the toys and then wrapping them up.
Now, a little while ago, back in mid-November, you sent me an email and it said, yesterday I received a donation of 100 blankets from Thomas Cook. How did that go?
Well, it went larger than that. It went to 750.
Wow.
We made up. We got through to a lot of the schools to do a hat, scarves, and gloves appeal as well. This week, we've been making up bundles for the homeless. I've been approached by other charities in Brighton, Eastbourne, and Hastings to take a load from us as well. But we've been delivering those around churches and other charities this week to give out to the homeless.
It's absolutely amazing. Darren, you've done such a grand job here, pulling this team together. You must have a real army of volunteers that help with this.
Have a real army of volunteers. We're always on social media asking for help. Most of it's done through the team at the estate agents, which is a handful of people. But this year we'll probably use up to 150 volunteers.
Now, I'm going to ask you one question. Can I come and join you on Christmas Eve morning at Oriel School?
We would love you to. Come along and join us.
Because I'd like to come down and bring my roving mic.
Perfect.
And that plugs into my mobile. I might be able to do some live bits back into the Suzy Radio Breakfast Show as well. So
fantastic. That would be brilliant if you could.
So, yeah, I'd like to come out. I'd like to see how all of this works, how it all comes together. And if there's an opportunity, may like to actually accompany one of the drivers out, if I may.
You certainly can do.
That would be terrific.
We'll make sure that happens for you.
Lovely. Darren, thank you very much for coming into the Suzy Radio studio, and I look forward to seeing you on Christmas Eve morning in the wee hours.
I look forward to it too. Perfect.
This is, it's absolutely fantastic, and we mustn't forget we got homeless people out there over Christmas and people who are in need. They can't afford stuff. A lot of things at the moment with the uncertainty it's been going around, it's probably the best way, and hopefully that will cure itself very, very soon. We'll sort of pick things up. You know, wages have been particularly low, prices have been skyrocketing. We all know that. Even in the Monday house, prices we know have been skyrocketing. So things are getting less. But it's nice to know that there's somebody out there that can actually help these people and help put it together. And Darren, before you go, very importantly, how can people support you?
They can either contact us at the office by phone, 01342 777977. Or email me, that's darren@greenawayresidential.com, or just contact either of the estate agents' offices and they would get you in contact with me.
That's terrific. Darren Greenaway, Chairman and Trustee of the Greenaway Foundation, thank you very much for speaking to us here on Suzy Radio 103.4.